And we're joined now by Knoxville golf coach Barry Smith as the Panthers have started up this spring. Barry, good to talk to you, even though the weather outside as we're recording this doesn't scream golf weather.
Well, it seems like it's typical every year when we start, but good to be talking to you, Derek.
Let's talk about the boys first. Obviously, things are going to be different this year, but you know, you were telling me depth. This is where the depth thing you were talking about the last 3 years is going to really kick in. What do you see with the boys, and you know, what's you know, the makeup of this year's team?
It's a good group of boys, first of all, and I think that's what's going to drive the success that we're going to have. We took that leadership that of the previous regime, you know, and those boys kind of looked at, you know, they drove how we played, and I think that's where this new crop of boys are coming in and seeing what Evan and Bo and Kale and Noah and Carson did, and really are stepping up to try to fulfill those shoes. Those are tough shoes to fulfill, right? But when you look at the caliber of the boys, how much they've practiced, how much they've played, I think we really have some opportunities to surprise some people. You know, they may think that with the departures that we've had over the last couple of years, we might be down. But I'm looking at it conversely that I think, like I said, we have some opportunities to really shock some people and be good, and not just necessarily be a team that, hey, you know, they used to be good.
And, you know, you were saying maybe fly a little bit under the radar this year as opposed to the last 2 years. Like, okay, you know, Knoxville, they're going to be really good, state contender. And maybe everybody forgets a little bit about Knoxville until they see it maybe at a tournament or at state and like, oh, wow, they are really good this year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we were playing the other night, and I've said this about 3 or 4 times, but Brady Rosenboom told me, he goes, you know, Coach, we just have fun playing together. And to me, that's the epitome of what our team always has consisted of, the banter, but they really care about each other, and they want to play well as a team. They know it's not just an individual sport. They're looking for the success. They've seen the 4 banners that's been posted up into the gymnasium that we've been state tournament qualifiers. And that's one thing Coach Keeney and I have always tried to do is make them enjoy the game, but get competitive. And we've built that depth that, you know, I've got 8 boys that qualified the other night that were attempting to qualify. And the worst score out of those boys in 9 holes was 48. And that's, you know, that's something to be said of. If we can continue that down that path and show that out on the links, you know, we should have a very good season.
It looks like, as we're talking to Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach on KNIA Cavaliers, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, you know, guys like Luke, Brady, Urban, and the rest of them, you don't have an Evan Smith that you can go out and shoot a 68 if you need it. This team looks maybe a little more balanced than you've ever had.
Yeah, and I talked to the boys about that the other night. We were sitting in the clubhouse after we had finished, and what we're trying to do is making sure that any golfer 1 through 6 can score or count their scores within that possibilities of, you know, adding to the team side. And I think the boys get it. You know, we had, I think, 5 of the 6 boys that are going to play in our meet on this coming Friday, and I know it airs before you, we have the meet before this interview airs, but they all were part of our team last year that, you know, participated in various meets. They know what needs to be done. Now it's different to go out there and perform, but to have the opportunity to get started at home and see what we can build upon. And then next week we go into a very competitive week with the boys. We have 3 meets. We go Tuesday at Pleasantville, Thursday at Boss Landon, which is always a good test because there's some good quality teams there. And then Friday we're back at home. You know, it will be, you know, we're going to be thrown to the gauntlet real quick. And that's going to be a deciding factor on how well we're going to play the rest of the year.
And, you know, it looks like that, you know, these guys have lived on the golf course, whether it be, you know, at Pine Knolls, or maybe they took a trip to Boss Landon or to Newton or somewhere else just to play, that they might get to see that course. How important is that for now when they've done that, you know, through the summer, fall, and now starting in early spring?
You know, it's it's really important because they need to take their games to the next level. And when you play on the same course every day, it might diminish a little bit of what you need because you get comfortable in hitting the same shots over and over and getting away with it because you can hit it into the next fairway or something like that. If they go to Boss, you don't have that abilities necessarily to hit it into a different fairway because you might be in the trees instead. So, you know, how that – and you're right. A lot of those boys did go out and live on the golf course. I know Grant was out there continuously. Brady, Luke, Urban, you know, they're just a good set of boys that will go out and they're going to try really hard for us. I'm looking forward to it.
Again, we're talking to Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach on KNIA Careless on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Let's switch over to the girls. And, you know, you lose one of your kids to graduation, but you still have your daughter Kaylee, who will probably be the one of the leaders on the girls' team. Besides Kaylee, what else you got this year? Because you lost a good one in Faith Rosaboom last year.
We did, and it's, you know, we've through the years, we've always had that one really, really good golfer. We've had Amy Sullivan come through. We had Faith, you know, that's been there. She was conference medalist 3 out of the 4 years she played, and the 1 year she was hurt. So those are losses that, you know, you do have to deal with. But the excitement of the team, I'm, you know, been working with them continuously here over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Kaylee will be our number one golfer. She was runner-up at conference this past year. She's really been working hard on our game, and I'm excited to see what she's capable of doing. I think we're going to look to see her scores going to be in the 40s now, and that's something that she's been striving to do. But then you start looking at the back end. You know, Iceland Prevo has been on with our team for the last 2 years. She's one that will jump up and surprise you every once in a while. She hits the ball so far, and I joke with her about that, but I don't think she realizes how far she does hit it compared to some of the other girls that play. Brylan McMillan, this will be her second year with the team. She's been working on her game. And then we've had some newcomers that's coming up. I did get Abby Keiches, did some recruiting there, trying to find somebody that would, you know, might be able to have some good hand-eye coordination, looks to strive for success. So, you know, happy to have her out there. And then we have Carm McKeenan, who has swung before, but to get into competitive mode, it might be a little baby steps with her. And then Morgan Pitt will be the sixth member of our team. And she's dual sporting with tennis, just like Iceland is. So we'll see what we can get.
Well, anytime you have a Kaiches on a team, you got a character on that team for sure.
Yeah, and Abby's been great. She really has.
Let's talk about the conference for both boys and girls. You told me girls-wise, Centerville is far and away the team to beat this year. They've returning everybody. Is Knoxville, the team to beat this year in conference, or maybe is there someone else that might challenge you?
Well, like you said, on the girls' side, Centerville is going to be very, very tough. And I know Coach down there, and his squad is really, really solid. They've got Zapital. They've got Coach's daughter. Kovac's daughters down there, and I looked at their score that they had last Friday, and I think they had 5 girls in the 40s. So that's extremely talented, and they will be tough to beat. On the boys' side, I think we're going to be right there. I think it's Albia's going to have a very solid schedule. Coach Hermson always has some good golfers, and this year will be no exception. Cale Schofield has been right up there for them, but they've had some other returnees. Sheraton played really well last year. I looked at their score this morning on Bound. They had a meet last night in the windy conditions down in Rathbun. They played fairly well. So I think overall, you know, it should be an interesting conference race, but that's something that we want to keep our stranglehold on.
With the boys, are you still going to kind of challenge them in some meets? I know, you know, you're going to Boss here in the, you know, near future. I know in the last couple of years you've tried to get into some really challenging tournaments because you knew your team could possibly contend for those wins.
Yeah, and I mean there's a rhyme and reason behind what I'm trying to do. Last year we've been into Atlantic the last couple of years, and last year we attempted to go over and play in our Invitational, but it got postponed due to rain. And then, lo and behold, we get sent to Atlantic. So there's some rhyme or reasons why what I'm trying. I do try to keep the caliber of the teams different. We don't want to face the same teams over and over again. So, you know, we'll go to Boss Land and we'll play Pella Christian, Pella, Gilbert's there, Winterset, I think. So the caliber of teams is really good. We go up to Gilbert, well, to the Ames Country Club and playing the Gilbert invite every year. And they've got 9 or 10 teams there that are really good. And so our pattern is try to get away from making the tournaments with the same teams. Let's try to get out there. We always play the one at Preserve that's got 22 teams, and we've done really, really well down there. You know, if you can get in the top two or three, in which we've done, we've won it once since I've been a coach. I think we finished second and third twice, so you're right in there. So if we can, you know, continue to put the boys in environments that's going to challenge them, you know, that's only going to help our team grow.
All right. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you throughout the spring.
All right. Thanks, DC.
That's Barry Smith, Knoxville Golf Coach. We'll be back for more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS.